College graduates are the most anxious of all, surveys suggest. Last fall, members of Generation Z, those born after 1996, reported the worst mental health of any generation, with 91% saying they had felt physical or emotional symptoms associated with stress, such as depression or anxiety, according to the American Psychological Association. Meanwhile, more than 60% of college students said they had experienced overwhelming anxiety during the previous year, and the number of students who visited campus counseling centers increased by more than 30% between the fall of 2009 and 2015. Many researchers think that the internet and social media have contributed to this trend. The constant access to news and the constant warnings of news sites is incredibly stressful and can create a sense of panic, says Jenny Tates, a Los Angeles-based author and therapist who specializes in treating anxiety. There's a shooting here. There is this break-in there. All this information that we have access to puts danger at the forefront of our mind. How can you relax when you have access to all the bad news that's happening right at your fingertips? When I mentioned this to Ledoux, he conceded that we live in a particularly complex time. He added, other generations didn't have the internet, which has turned out to be one of the worst things that's ever happened to us as a species. Luckily, the spike in anxiety comes at a time of incredible discovery for brain science. Advances in brain imaging and other techniques in recent years have vastly increased our knowledge of the neurological basis of anxiety and led to widespread optimism about the future of the field. Researchers have found that anxiety is a whole brain phenomenon that involves the activity of complex neuronal circuits. As they proceed in identifying these circuits, they expect to uncover targets for new drugs and treatment. I think we're on the cusp of a mental health treatment revolution, says Kay Tai, a neuroscientist at the Salk Institute for Biological Sciences. It's an extremely exciting time. For many of us, the revolution can't come soon enough.